Hello?
Hello, I'm Chris from Minnesota Opinion Surveys, and we're conducting an opinion survey about the efforts of local community-based organizations working on community issues. To begin the survey, what state do you reside in?
Minnesota.
Thank you very much. And what is your zip code?
55077.
Thank you very much. What is the year of your birth?
1978.
Thank you. Now, for statistical purposes, what is your race? Are you white, black, or African-American, or mixed black?
Black.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes.
And what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Master's.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Independent.
And do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
I would say Democratic Party.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about the direction of your community, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which your community is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
Thank you. Thinking about the state of things in your community, do you expect things to get worse or better over the next year?
Better.
And is that somewhat better or much better?
Somewhat better.
Thank you. Now, what do you think are the most important issues facing your community today? Please select the top three issues most important to you. Affordable quality health care, reducing racism and discrimination, affordable quality housing, public safety, including gun violence, protecting and expanding voting rights, rising the cost of living, access to quality education, access to good jobs, climate change and the environment, criminal justice and police reform, reproductive or maternal health, or another?
I would say obviously violence, rising cost of living, and just the state of go ahead, I'm sorry.
Do you need the rest again?
Yes, please.
Okay. Affordable quality healthcare, reducing racism and discrimination, affordable quality housing, protecting and expanding voting rights, access to quality education, access to good jobs, climate change and the environment, criminal justice and police.
I would say criminal justice and police. I mean, voting rights, expanding voting rights.
Oh, okay. So your choices were public safety, including gun violence, protecting and expanding voting rights, and rising cost of living.
Correct.
Thank you. Now, what initiatives would make you feel safe in your community? Please select up to three initiatives that would make you feel safest. More employment opportunities for formerly incarcerated individuals. Increased drug control and rehabilitation efforts statewide. Increased gun control statewide. Increased police presence, decreased police presence, alternative first responders to police, including mental health experts and welfare agents, community-led violence prevention initiatives, or something not listed in here?
I will say the increased police presence, more employment, gun control.
Okay, so that was more employment opportunities for formerly incarcerated individuals, increased gun control statewide, and increased police presence. I'm sorry.
Correct.
Thank you. Now, what aspects of public safety do you believe are working well in your community? Please select up to 3 aspects of public safety that you believe are working well in your community. Law enforcement programs, rehabilitation and reintegration efforts, drug and substance abuse prevention, emergency response services, juvenile justice programs, neighborhood watch initiatives, mental health support services, gun control measures, community engagement and cooperation, support for victims of crime, or something not listed in here?
Definitely would say, I'm sorry, can you repeat them again?
Yeah, that's fine. I know it's long. So, law enforcement program, rehabilitation and reintegration efforts.
Okay. I would say law enforcement program and then also response, law enforcement response.
Mm-hmm. Let me check. Well, we have emergency response services.
Yeah, emergency response services, yes. And then, emergency response services, I think, work pretty well.
And the other ones were rehabilitation and reintegration efforts, drug and substance abuse prevention, juvenile justice programs, neighborhood watch initiatives, mental health support services, gun control measures, community engagement and cooperation, supports for victims of crime, and or something not listed in here.
Something not listed in there.
And what would that be? Do you have an idea?
I don't have one. I can't think of any. Yeah.
Oh, because yes, if I pick that one, I need to type something.
Okay. Well, I would say the gun control measures.
The gun control measures. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And now here are some public safety solutions that some communities have used. Which of the following do you believe would work in your community? Once again, please select up to 3 initiatives that you believe would work best in your community. Funding to support families of victims of community and police violence. Diversifying police ranks. Culturally specific community healing practices, reducing traffic stops for non-emergency violations, increasing civilian oversight of police and other public safety programs, using social workers, paramedics, and mental health workers to respond to certain cases, or something not listed in here that you would add.
The list of stuff is a lot. Can you please repeat that?
Yes. Funding to support families of victims of community and police violence, diversifying police ranks, culturally specific community healing practices.
Okay, I would say culturally community healing practices. That's one.
Reducing traffic stops for non-emergency violations, increasing civilian oversight of police and other public safety programs, using social workers, paramedics, and mental health workers to respond to certain cases.
Okay, using social workers, use paramedics to respond to some non-emergency situations.
Mm-hmm. And, okay, so we have the 3. It was culturally specific community healing practices, reducing
mm-hmm.
traffic stops for non-emergency violations, and
mm-hmm.
using social workers, paramedics, and mental health workers to respond to certain
yes.
cases. Thank
yes.
you. Now, what aspects of the K-12 education system do you believe are working well in your community? Please select up to 3 initiatives that you would believe that you believe are working well in your community. Diverse range of free and affordable extracurricular activities and opportunities, parental involvement and support, robust curriculum that supports academic, social, and emotional development, access to educational resources, quality of teachers, access to technology, diversity of teachers, up-to-date school facilities and infrastructure, special education programs, Black-centered curriculums, school safety and security, or something you would like to add?
Okay, I'll say updated facilities. The available resources.
Mm-hmm.
And then, what was the first one?
A diverse range of free or affordable extracurricular activities and opportunities.
Yeah, diverse range of free and extra. Yeah, that was the first one, yes.
Okay. So we have that one, and we have access to educational resources and up-to-date school facilities and infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. Now, do you agree or disagree with the following statement? There are not enough mental and physical health resources for K through 12 students in our community.
I agree.
And do you somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. And which initiatives or programs do you think would be most helpful to support the mental and physical health of students in your community? Please select up to three most helpful. Access to culturally affirming curriculum, mentorship programs, suicide intervention programs, access to quality after school programs, promoting mental health literacy for students, teachers, and caretakers, walk-in counseling centers at school, school-based resources that help families discuss race and cope with racial stress, or something you would like to add?
I would say, oh crap, I missed it. Can you go through it again?
Yeah, of course. Access to culturally affirming curriculum, mentorship programs.
Mentorship program is one.
Suicide intervention programs. Access to quality after school programs. Promoting mental health or literacy for students, teachers, and caretakers.
We're promoting mental health for students and teachers and health caretakers, that's two.
Thank you. Walk-in counseling centers at school. School-based resources that help families discuss race and cope with racial stress. Or something you would like to ask.
And school-based system that helps parents and faculty discuss race and racial stress.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, here is a definition for the term restorative justice.
Is it almost over?
Oh, we're halfway there.
Oh, Lord.
The next few questions are going to go fast, I promise.
Okay.
Now, restorative justice is an approach to addressing conflicts, harms, and wrongdoing and that focuses on repairing harm caused to individuals and the community, rather than solely punishing the offender. It seeks to promote accountability, healing, and reconciliation among all parties involved. Do you support or oppose promoting restorative justice programs in school?
No, I don't oppose it.
You don't oppose it, so do you strongly support it or somewhat support it?
I somewhat support it.
Okay, thank you. School resource officers are police officers hired by the local police department to work in school settings. Do you support or oppose the use of school resource officers in Minnesota schools?
No, I don't oppose it.
And do you strongly support it or somewhat support them?
I strongly support them.
And do you support or oppose allowing school resource officers in Minnesota schools to use restraints such as chokeholds on students?
I support it.
And do you strongly support it or somewhat support it?
I strongly support it to restrain students.
Thank you. And do you agree or disagree with the following statement? Black students in Minnesota schools are treated differently than students of other races.
I support it. I agree.
And do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Now, which of the following would most help you and your family feel economically secure? Please select up to the top two options that would be most helpful. Help starting or maintaining a business, financial literacy to
help start and maintain the business is one.
That's one. Financial literacy resources to reach financial goals, more opportunities to promotions and raises, support building a strong professional network, debt reduction, help acquiring valuable job skills, ability to build an investment portfolio, or something you would like to add?
Available to build investment portfolio.
Thank you very much. Now, which of the following would be most helpful in combating the rising cost of living for you and your family? Please select up to your top two options that would be most helpful. Subsidized public transportation, universal basic income, increased statewide subsidized housing, increased income-based housing programs, increased rental assistance programs, increased home ownership programs, universal healthcare, increased food assistance programs, or something you would like to add?
Something I would like to add.
Which would it be?
Cutting taxes.
Reducing taxes. We still have one left?
I would say less government spending. Less government programs. You're reducing the debt. Yes.
Reducing, increase the statewide subsidized housing or?
I would say increase just government, reducing government expenses. So cutting taxes and reducing government expenses. Less government spending. Yeah, will help with inflation, I believe.
So that would be reducing taxes and reducing government spending.
Correct.
Okay, just let me make. And which of the following are the most important traits you look for in a neighborhood to live? Please select up to your top three traits that are most important to you. Who look like me, safe and secure surroundings, affordable housing options, walkability, access to parks or natural spaces, access to good schools, convenient public transportation options, friendly and supportive neighbors, employment opportunities nearby, or something else?
Yeah, I would say obviously safe neighbors, great schools, and safe neighbors, great schools, and then great neighbors.
Okay, so that would be, for the safe neighbors, we have safe and secure surroundings,
safe and secure surroundings, access to good school. Great neighbors. Access to good schools and also the parks.
The parks, okay. Thank you. So that would be access to parks or natural spaces, access to good schools, and friendly and supportive neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Now, which of the following initiatives do you believe would be most helpful in allowing people in your community to buy their own homes? Please select up to the two or your top two most helpful initiatives. Building more middle and low income housing, setting rent control to allow people to save money for purchasing a home, making houses more energy efficient to save on utilities, giving incentives to companies who build affordable housing, teaching people about home ownership, repurposing unused or abandoned land or buildings for affordable housing, or something else you would like to add?
I would say educating people about, home ownership and then also incentives for home builders.
Incentives to companies who build affordable housing?
Correct.
Thank you. And finally, we reach the statistical part. So are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I am married.
Including yourself, how many people currently live in your household?
Three.
How would you describe your employment status?
Full employed.
And were you born in the United States or another country?
Another country.
Thank you. And were your parents born in the United States or another country?
Another country.
Both of them or just one?
Both of them.
Thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for Joseph Biden.
Thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, small town, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. Last year, that is 2022, what was your family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
I would say about $350,000.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So I thank you very much for your patience. I know it was long, but thank you for sticking by. Have a wonderful day, sir.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.